This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He's a major league champion for the Red Sox back in 2013. He's part of the CBS team, CBS Sports HQ. Will Middlebrooks, pretty good on Twitter as well. What up, Will?
What's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing great, buddy. You know, I want to get to Lindor and Bauer and even Tatis's deal, but I'll tell you what, you need to weigh in on this because I was watching, first of all, I saw the home run Ohtani hit yesterday, which was insane. And I'm watching clips today. He's hitting almost triple digits with the fastball.
Tell me you saw the splitter.
I was going there. I saw the
Oh my God, dude.
How sick. No, but nobody. No, Wade Boggs is not hitting that. Tony Gwynn, may you rest in peace. No, exactly. No one's hitting that. It was filth that it was 94 miles an hour. I mean, it would be so good for the sport if this actually works. But can you tell my audience, like behind this, we see you dig in four at-bats. The preparation, watching film, hitting off the tee, working with your coach, just to get ready to play a game as a hitter, What is required, and then trying to do the same as a pitcher simultaneously?
Yeah, both of them are full at the professional level, are full time 24/7 jobs. So the fact that I mean, you have to be ungodly talented. Number one, we had Justin Upton on podcast, the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast, and he told us Ohtani is the most talented baseball player he's ever seen. All right,
wow.
Let's not forget who his center fielder is, okay?
Yeah.
Mike Trout, all
wow.
right? So that kind of got our attention a little bit. You know, that was a nice little nugget on the podcast,
yeah.
Carve out and put on Twitter for everybody.
That'll get you some clicks, some tweets, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it'll get a few.
Yeah.
But if you really think about it, how many guys can come up and hit a 500-foot homer capable of 30 and 100 mm-hmm. if they play every day? And then one of the hardest throwers in the league – he has three plus pitches. I mean, if the guy's healthy, yeah, he is coming off Tommy John. I get that. Came back last year, struggled, couldn't throw strikes. That's the thing. You get behind a big league hitter, it doesn't matter how hard you throw, how good your stuff is. If they're 2-0, 3-0, and the guy knows the heater's coming, it can be 115 miles an hour and somebody's going to hit it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big leagues.
Yeah.
All right. So
yeah.
The thing with him coming off Tommy John is control. Now, today, two walks. Five punch outs. He struck out all his outs. The stuff was there. I thought the breaking ball spun a little bit, kind of stayed in the zone. That's where he got hit. But the fastball, the velocity was there. The split, like we just talked about, was as nasty as you're going to see a split ever be, ever.
Yeah.
I've never seen a ball move like that at that velocity. If he's able to locate his fastball, that's number one, and get ahead. Mm-hmm. Now that you can let the nasty stuff work and guys are going to chase.
But where, you know, and I remember you talk about what Upton said about the prolific power, the hose. We had Mike Socia on when he first signed, when obviously Socia was the skipper and Ohtani was getting ready to play his first year. And I didn't know what kind of an athlete he was. Like, I want to know, is he a 6'7", 60? Is he a 7'1"? I had no idea if he could move at all in the 60-yard.
Right.
And Socia told us, and Tiki loved the analogy, basically said, he's like a wide receiver when he gets moving. Now, because he's big and long-limbed, it takes him a little bit to get out of the box.
Right.
But, like, going first to third or second to home, he's flying. And so I guess, Will, my question, if, and I hope he can do both, but if the determination eventually is made that he cannot do both, do you see more production as a hitter, as an everyday position player, or as a potential ace pitcher?
That's tough. Well, I think if it comes down to what the Angels need, hopefully he's an ace pitcher because
they
have the best player in the world. Yeah. Arguably is going to go down as arguably one of the best players of all time, in my opinion, in Mike Trout. Mm-hmm. You have an offense with Justin Upton, Albert Pujols, he's in his last year, Anthony Rendon. I mean, you have all these bangers, these guys that can mash, and the offense has such a high ceiling, yet they can't get to the postseason in a relatively weak division with Texas and the A's in Houston have been pretty good. The Houston's a little down, but they're still going to be good. But with that offense, you should be able to get to the postseason, but they just can't. Dylan Bundy's their best pitcher last year. Now, he had a really good year, but you need to go out and get some arms, pay for some arms, and you just got to get off your wallet.
Yeah, but they're trying, Will. I mean, they offered Bauer money. They got Rendon. They're spending money. It's not like they're counting their nickels there, but they just can't convince pitchers to go there. And I'm with you, by the way. It's obviously an opinion, but Mike Trout is on an arc to go down as one of the top 10 players of all time. You know, to squeeze into the top five, you're talking about guys like Willie Mays and Babe Ruth and Hank Aaron. I mean, I'm not saying he can't get there, but as a top 10 player, he's on that trajectory. He might even already be there if he can, you know, one or two more years. And to not see him play consistent playoff games is very disappointing. So I wanted to get the Ohtani stuff, but I want to bounce around. I want to throw a few things at you. Talking to Will Middlebrooks from CBS Sports HQ. He's an analyst, and follow him on Twitter, World Series champ 2013 Red Sox. Now, we had Trevor Bauer in studio, and I loved talking to him. It was very interesting. He's an interesting guy. I the last 6 months or so, I'm not going to say I don't like Trevor. That's ridiculous. I would never say that even if I didn't. Well, I mean, I might, but it's not that I don't like him. He's beginning to rub me the wrong way, though, and he's just a little too active on social media. For me, my question is, yeah, there's no doubt he's got sick stuff, and I know he's into the spin rate, and I know he is a top-of-the-rotation guy, but, and I know you know this, a lot of the teams, he pitched against the Pirates a lot last year. He had a great season. He won the Cy Young, but he pitched against a lot of bad teams in a condensed season. Is Trevor Bauer as great as everybody thinks that he is? I don't know. I think he is, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean, the longevity of this peak, we've yet to see. I mean, he's had the last couple, 2-3 years, he's gotten consistently better and better. If you look at the analytics and the metrics and the spin rate and all that, it's all trending up. So he clearly knows what he needs to work on and has been improving on every year. He did play in a weak division, but he also pitched in one of the best hitting parks in the Great American Ballpark. When we played there, we called it the Great American Small Park.
That's
is what
true.
We called it, because the balls just absolutely fly out of there.
Oh, man.
But all of his metrics have trended up, and that's where everything's going when they're dishing out money now, is they no longer pay you for what you've done. Mm-hmm. They pay you for what you project to do. And I know we're going to touch on Tatis soon, but that's a great example of what you project is why we're going to pay you. You're 22 years old. You've yet to play 145 games in the big leagues, but we're going to give you $340 million because you project well. The numbers, the analytics, the metrics, all that grades you out to be one of the best players in the league.
I have no problem with that, by the way. When the Padres announced that deal, I loved it. I mean, first of all, you look at some of the other deals, you know, whether it's Cole getting, and I love Gerrit Cole, but, you know, he's a lot older, different position, clearly. But even Bryce Harper, who is a terrific player, but I think it's fair to say not quite what we thought he would be when he was on the cover of SI at the age of 16 as the next Mickey Mantle phenom. He's a little short of that. He got, what, 13 years from Philly? Tatis is a kid in the middle of the diamond with undeniable energy, electricity, power, speed, arm, charisma. He'll sell tickets. His dad played, so you know he respects the game. The lineage is there. I thought that was, much like I thought the Braves were smart doing what they did with Acuna, I have no problem. I think it's smart. I don't want to pay you for what you did 3 years ago. I love this new model of business. I think this is good for baseball.
I couldn't agree with you more. A lot of people are hating it because of the amount of money, but the amount of money he's going to bring to that team and that organization, he's going to, if you had not paid him now and you let him to continue what he was doing over the next 2 years, he'd be worth $400 million.
Correct.
So it was smart of them to go ahead and lock him up. Mm-hmm. But look, here's the deal. He has, like I said, he hasn't even played a full season yet. He's 143 games he's played. Yet he's in a discussion for the face of the game. Now, why is that? He's got the hair. He's got the sweatbands. He's got the swag. It's all impersonable. You can copy it as a kid, and that's what the game needs right now. It needs marketability. It needs Mike Trout is, like we said, the best player in the game, but he's not marketable. He doesn't want to be marketable. He doesn't care to be the best player in the game. He doesn't care to be the face of the game. He just wants to clock in every day, go to work, play well, help his team win, and that's it. Off the field stuff doesn't matter to him because that's just not who he is.
Mm-hmm.
That's who Tatis is. That's who Bauer is. That's who Judge is. These are the guys that are going to be the face of the game, and I love seeing them get paid.
You know what's funny? I got to tell you a quick aside. So my little guy just turned 6. He played T-ball at the age of 4 with some older kids. This is pre-pandemic. Last year there was no league. I play with him all the time. He's got a little talent. You know, we'll see where it takes us. He's obviously a kid. He's so young. And he's playing with the first graders this year on a travel team, and we just ordered his uniform yesterday. And, you know, we play all the time, right? We hit off the tee. I pitch to him. We're doing drills. We're playing ball, right? And it's funny, hit me the other day. He puts highlights on YouTube, right? He does it with the NBA, does it with the Jets and the NFL, and he loves Yankee, and he loves Yankee highlights, right? And he was doing it the other day, watching the highlights, and everything was like him pulling his shirt and pointing to the sky and like running around our house, like hitting the walls, like pretending they were teammates, giving him high fives after he went yard. And I was thinking, and I'm an old school baseball guy, and I'm saying, man, Do I reel that in a little bit? Because I don't want to see you do that when you get a single. You know, is that the right way to play the game? And then I said, to hell with that. If that's what he loves, if that's what draws him to baseball early, who am I? To stifle that?
That's passion, man.
Yes.
That's what the game is lacking lately.
Yes,
especially from the fan base is passion. And I think, I mean, not to get too deep on it, but like, the younger generation has so many other things now to get their attention on their phones and iPads and whatever they can do that you don't just sit, you don't go play ball on the street anymore. Like we did growing up,
yep.
You don't do that anymore. So I think that's affecting the game. Number one. And then, yeah, there's a marketing issue with MLB. We've seen that. And I think it is trending up with this generation of player bat flip season, pitchers starting to celebrate, and players not getting butthurt about it because people are celebrating because players are starting to realize, hey, fans like that. That's going to grow the game. The more people that watch us play and enjoy us playing, the more money we make. So let's have fun with it.
Correct. We're talking to Will Middlebrooks, world champion 2013 Red Sox, and part of the CBS team, CBS Sports HQ. He's with me here on Tiki and Tierney. So Lindor, when you trade for Lindor, you obviously trade for him knowing that eventually you're going to cut that big check. And because the Wilpons no longer own the Mets and Stevie Cohen does, that check will eventually be cut, I would imagine. The Mets, to me, I know they, I don't want to use the word whiffed, but they missed on Springer. He was right there. They missed on Bauer, right there. But, you know, the Mets for the first time ever, really going back to the 80s with Doc Gooden, but that was more organic. For the first time in my life, the Mets have money comparable to the Yankees, which elevates the game of baseball in this city perceptually. I think unlike it's ever, maybe since the 50s when you had the Dodgers there too. I mean, it's crazy what could happen with the Yankees and the Mets, Will.
Yeah, could you imagine a New York World Series?
Bring it on. Let's go.
Wouldn't that be awesome for the game?
Yeah, and you know what, Will? I'll tell you what. We'll beat them again just like we beat them in 2000 in the Subway Series. Come on in, Mets. We'll beat you again.
That would be good TV right there. Yeah. I'm telling you. That would be good stuff. But what Stevie Cohen's doing, and it's more than just bringing money. It's a culture change, man.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have buddies that have played there in the past, and I've asked them, is the stigma like the Mets are going to met? Like, do you think about that? And then they say, you know what? It's not that we talk about it, but I guess it's always in the back of our head that something's going to go wrong. Because that seems to be the case for years is they play well and just fall short. You know, that seems to be what happens. And then they're starting to get some talent rolling in. They've got a new owner. Now they're getting players. They have another one of the faces of the game and Francisco Lindor. They have a good offense. We know what their rotation is. If Thor comes back in June and he's ready to go, he seems like he's ready to go now, but
yeah,
they're going to have to hold off on him a little bit. But that rotation's going to be really good. I think Stroman has a good year. He's fresh coming off of, he didn't play last year.
Yeah.
It's all health. it's all health. And that bullpen, who's been their kryptonite the past 3 years, they have talent oozing out of that bullpen of guys throwing 100, guys with movement. Aaron Loop, a good sign this offseason, a lefty who can come in and get lefties out and righty, has reverse splits. They have everything they need. Trevor May was a good sign, too.
Very good.
From the Twins.
From the Twins, yeah.
They have everything they need. Did they miss out on a center fielder? They did. But unfortunately, you can't have it all. And that's just unrealistic to think that.
Yeah.
They tried to do it. They tried to get them. I mean, in the past, can we even say that they tried to go get guys?
Not like this.
I mean, that's they have a team to make a splash, and they're my pick to win the NL East.
And that's a really good division. Braves are loaded. Freeman's
very
a great
good
player. Acuna, they've got they've got a lot of good players. That's just a good division. So, Will, final thing, not a ton of time here. It's Will Middlebrooks from CBS Sports HQ, former champion, always a champion, Red Sox, 2013. St. Louis, to go from New York to St. Louis, is just one of it actually might be the best baseball city. Now, obviously, I'm from New York, and I'll always say, but I mean, I've got to be fair. St. Louis is taking a backseat to nobody. For Nolan, and not to say Colorado's not a good vibe, and I'm not saying it's a great sports city, but to get Nolan Arenado to St. Louis and the new Bush, what a backdrop for him to flex and as he enters his prime. That's a terrific relationship, I think.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. That's the thing with Nolan Arenado and who he is as a player. Offensively, obviously we know how good he is defensively, too.
Yeah.
He can go to any team and fit in and make them better because that's the player he is. But, yes, that is the – like you said, it's the perfect backdrop for a player like that. I think he is going to elevate his game even more because there's going to be more emphasis on winning, which mm-hmm. there wasn't in Colorado, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a weakened division. You look at the Cubs who won
they stripped
last
down
year.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Cubs won the division last year, and then they didn't go out and sign anyone. They didn't do anything to get better. And basically, in my mind, had a chance to win the division again, and they really – disappointed me this offseason, but now the Cardinals are going to be in the mix. And now the Cardinals are my pick to win that division now, especially with Arenado. I think he puts up MVP-type numbers.
I don't disagree. Let's leave it there. Just wanted to get you on the show. A little spring training, you know, big topic primer. Will Middlebrooks, CBS Sports HQ analyst, World Series champ with the Red Sox. Check him on Twitter. He's a good follow. Will, good wrapping. We'll get you back on pretty soon, buddy. Thank you very much.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.